I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan with you as always, Dirtbags, and great to be back for another week with you. And talking about Major League Baseball, amateur baseball, answering curtain call questions, doing the whole package like we always do. And no question about it, Nolan and I, we're pretty fired up this week. We're ready, as we always say, to get up and get after it and get dirty. You know, on a variety of stuff from the MLB to amateur talk. And it's going to be one of those shows where, like we always say, we're going to tell you what you need to hear, maybe not what you want to hear. And just bear with us on it, and hopefully it'll all come together and make sense to you by the end of the show. So, but before we get there, we definitely want to thank our sponsors at Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. It's Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. So visit them. Go check out those two proud partners and sponsors of ours, because they put on great things with the Team Avenue Baseball. They're unique, one-of-a-kind baseball cruises that they put on that you can go on. And Your Credit Pulse helping you build credit, but also utilize your credit to the best of your ability to help you out in your day-to-day life, but also your baseball journeys as well. So, and as always, you can shop our Dirtbag hats, the tees, the college playbook, and more at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. So head over there if you're looking for the Dirtbag swag. We got it all there for you. It changes weekly, monthly, and that. We try to keep updating and put a variety of it in there as well. So you can also make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and it's also Dirtbag Baseball, to receive notifications of all our videos, and including this week's guest, which is Tamari Story Harding, and I've got him on talking on Friday specifically about those one-of-a-kind baseball cruises through the Caribbean. So you definitely want to watch and see that show. So if you want to reach out to us or your direct messages, you can do that on Instagram or Facebook, Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or you can email me personally, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, with any questions you have about our training programs. You're interested in having us come on and do a guest speaking engagement with you or your organization, or you'd just like to be a sponsor partner with us on Dirtbag Baseball Talks. So definitely reach out to us, and we'll start that communication and that dialogue, anything and everything, because that's what we're here. We're here for you, and that's what we do, and we love it. So we're going to be right back here after the break with it, and we'll get going with the first part of the MLB updates for you, Dirtbags.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works, even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Podcast here. Dirtbags, great to be with you again. And as we said before the break, hey, as always, we're going to be talking about the MLB highlights, updates, everything that's going on. There's no question about it. So, no, we don't have time to waste. We got to get after it because there's a ton of it this week. So, jump in, brother.
So, the White Sox have waived Dallas Keuchel. Obviously, a signing at the time coming off an AL Cy Young and everything like that. Few good years with the Houston Astros. Move that didn't pan out with the Chicago White Sox. Also, Cole Tucker of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's been DFA'd after the Pirates acquired Yu Chang in a trade with the Cleveland Guardians. The Pittsburgh Pirates sent cash considerations to acquire Yu Chang from the Cleveland Guardians. Obviously, Cole Tucker was 24th overall pick back in 2014. Guy that never really lived up to his expectations the same way that everybody thought. Another move, though, on a positive side, youngest son of Roger Clemens, Cody Clemens, got called up by the Detroit Tigers. He's a 26-year-old who is an infielder and an outfielder, basically a super utility guy. So, I mean, he's right now just going to be a filler for a couple of guys that are injured and a couple of guys that are having slow starts to the year. But either way, good for one of the Clemens boys to finally make it up to the majors.
For sure. Yeah, he's been right. He's been tenured with the Tigers forever and stuff like that. So, yeah, get his cup of coffee, get him a taste in that, and, hey, drive on until they get what they need there in Detroit.
Gabe Kapler said that he is suspending protests during the national anthem until gun matters and other things are resolved in U.S. Obviously, he's getting mixed bag of reactions from his co-managers and everything like that throughout the major leagues. He said this past weekend, though, he was standing up for Memorial Day just because he's like, okay, well, that's a service day. I have to show respect to the former military men and women of the country of America, obviously, who have sacrificed their lives and everything. I'm like, good for you. That's a good move. But he's like, yeah, you know what? I'm still going to sit down for the rest of the time.
Yeah, it's one of those issues, right? It's never an easy one. Everybody's got your own opinion and stuff like that. So, hey, he's doing what he needs to do. He's doing what he believes to do, whether we agree with it or not, you agree with it or not. Hey, we all, those are tough decisions. So, you know what? Do what you need to do.
Juan Soto also joins a very exclusive list this past week. Reached 100 career double, making him one of only four people to accomplish the feat before the age of 23. to have 100 home runs, 300 RBIs, 400 walks, 500 hits, and 100 career doubles. So the others on the list, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, and Mel Ott.
That's a career, right? There's a career. Let alone by the time, what did you say, 23?
Yeah, 23 or younger. That's a great list to be on. That's for dang sure. And I mean, there's no surprising anybody. He's off to a Hall of Fame pace right now, obviously. I mean, the guy, we've talked about him. He's probably going to get close to $450 million in his next contract. But yeah, that's an incredible stat line.
Mind-boggling.
Then we have Carlos Martinez. He got suspended 80 games for PED use. Obviously, Carlos Martinez, former St. Louis Cardinal. He's kind of bounced around for the past couple of years. Hasn't really done too much in major leagues. He spent a little bit of time with the Giants and Padres in the Boston Red Sox, this year. And, I mean, he's one of those guys that, yeah, his career once looked very promising, obviously, and then just completely fell off the rails.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll talk about that type of stuff right in the second segment on building big league confidence, belief system. We'll dig into that type of stuff.
Then Josh Hader, 37 straight scoreless appearances as the Brewers beat the Cardinals over this past weekend. 37. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. It's Josh Hader. I don't think it surprises a lot of our listeners out there. Josh Hader's got nasty stuff. 37 straight scoreless appearances, though. That is incredible.
Yeah, he's just filthy. He's a filthy, filthy reliever. What, he got save number 17, and then what, 16 or 6 hours later, he goes out and gets save number 18?
Yeah, something crazy. Like, yeah, guy's unbelievable.
Filthy, man. He's dirty.
But yeah, and then one low light from this past week. Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham getting into it over fantasy football. Tommy Pham, obviously, once the San Francisco Giants came to town. Tommy Pham, member of the San Diego Padres last year. I guess they were in a fantasy football league together. Jock Peterson did something with the IR list or some to do with injuries in the league anyways. And Tommy Pham walked up to him in the outfield and smacked him right across the face. So he ended up getting a 3-game suspension for that. I'm sure most of you have seen the video out there now. Like, it wasn't a pretty sight, but I mean, they addressed the situation after the game and everything like that. And yeah, Tommy Pham, I mean, he's a very vocal guy. He's been very outspoken in the past. And he was like, yeah, he effed me out of my money. And Peterson was like, yeah, like, it was supposed to be a joke because last year the Padres were starting out very good, yada, yada, yada. He's like, they're in the NL West with the Dodgers and Giants, and it was a weightlifting video that I sent into the group. Obviously, I offended him, and yeah, he took offense to it.
Even in the big leagues, man. That's
fantasy sports, man. Fantasy sports. They're a lot of people, man. You can't mess with fantasy sports for a lot of people. That's for dang sure. I mean, I just never heard of a guy getting that upset over it, though, walking up to an opponent and smacking him in the face before a game even starts.
Right on TV. That's great. That is fantastic, man. You got to love those situations, dirtbags. And again, like we've been saying for 2 months now, right? That's why it's almost must-see TV right now, the major leagues, from, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't seem to matter, from walk-off home runs to, you know, Eli White going up and robbing the home run the other day down in Texas. You know, you're talking about what Sanchez is. He hits the longest home run of 22. You know, did you see that 496-foot moonshot?
The good thing was, I mean, he had the altitude with him up in Colorado there, obviously, but still 496. He hit it up to what's it called, the Coors Banquet, yeah, or Coors Light section up there out in right field, yeah, like the top tank. Oh, he got all of it, man. It was, what, a slider inside? Woo, he got it.
Yeah, get off me, ball.
And yeah,
get
Eli White's me. Catch on G-Man Choi, he ran a long way and jumped probably 12
beautiful
feet in the
timing
air. Like, he
fantastic
got it.
Timing.
But another highlight that we want to talk about, Gil Hodges, obviously going into the Hall of Fame this summer. He's having his number 14 retired by the Los Angeles Dodgers on June the 4th.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes.
So he'll be the 11th person to have his number retired by the Dodgers and 13th in MLB history to have his number retired by multiple teams. So he's also a part of the Hall of Fame's like Golden Day committee this year. But he's been a guy that obviously drew a lot of attraction over the past year. A lot of guys were talking about him for going into the Hall of Fame, writers and stuff like that. So, I mean, I remember seeing Ken Rosenthal and guys like that on the MLB Network before Ken Rosenthal was fired from the MLB Network talking about him, just saying he belonged in the Hall of Fame a while ago. And I don't know why it takes us this long to induct people like him in.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? You know, you hear nothing but great things about guys like Gil and you know, and the numbers are there, the career's there, the whole package, right? And again, you know, it depends what side you're looking at it from, right? It's one of those exclusive things in sports, the Hall of Fame. Depends on the generation, depends on the writers, depends on what they're thinking, whether we agree with them or not. The way it's set up is the way it's set up. So, but at the end of the day, I think they got this one right. It took them a long time, but hey, they got it right. Yeah, and then it just last thing before we break for this section is, you know, Yordan Alvarez. Talk about moonshots. Two bombs, 913 feet. 913 feet out of two bombs. That is absolutely ridiculous. So another fantastic week. That's the bottom line, dirtbags. So, hey, take a break. We're going to be right back here, and we're going to be talking about building your own confidence.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And it's time to get after it with talking about big league confidence, building big league confidence in yourself as an amateur player, in your son, your daughter. It doesn't matter. And this is real important to Nolan and I or whatever. Now, we've been kind of kicking the tires behind the scenes for the last few weeks on this one and around this type of dialogue. But the bottom line is this. It really gets under our skin when people are pumping down physical training and this and that and everything else. And then they're asking us questions. Well, why doesn't this kid, why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't she do that? Whatever it is. And we just look at each other kind of like, coach, you're missing the point. Or parent, you're missing the point. You're missing what's really important here. And that's building that confidence. Building that big league confidence. So what does that mean to us? That means a variety of things, a variety of players that we're going to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's unwavering commitment to yourself, believing in yourself. If you're doing the work, you're really thinking about it and you really believe in what you're doing, then you're not going to let anybody in and tell you otherwise. You're not going to let anybody waver on or create doubt in your mind. So, you know, Nolan, we just ran through a bunch of examples, right? You got Paul Goldschmidt coming back. You got, Jock Peterson, for example. Totally different player or whatever in that. Frankie Lindor. You can go on down the list. It doesn't matter. Rick Ankiel. He disappears as a pitcher because obviously he lost his confidence. But he figured out how to come back as a hitter, for God's sakes, a hitter with confidence and come back and put together a great career. So, you know, if you don't think this is important to us, you're sadly mistaken. But more importantly, if you don't think this is important to you as a player or as a parent for your child or as a coach for your players, you need to stop. You need to get out of the business, or you gotta get out of the way, because it is absolutely important. You know, go for it, Nolan. You know what I'm talking about. Drive on. Let them know.
Well, I mean, even this year, you think about it too. Martin Perez last year, he was almost out of baseball. He had what, a 6 and change ERA or something like that, over a 5 ERA. I know that for a fact. He signs a 1-year, $4 million deal with the Texas Rangers. Obviously, the Rangers needed some pitching help and everything like that. And this year, I just saw today on MLB.com, they were talking about early Cy Young poll favorites right now, and he's up to number 4. I'm like, that guy last year should have been out of baseball. He couldn't figure out anything. And he was with Boston. Boston last year, I mean, that was a team on paper that everybody was kind of like, well, they're minimum going to get into the playoffs. They got a good chance at least getting to the ALCS, which they obviously did, but Martin Perez was no help to them last year. This year, I mean, he joins Texas, all of a sudden lights out. Like you said, Rick Ankiel, used him as an example in his book. He talks about it. He's like, he had to take a shot of vodka or 2 shots of vodka before every start when he was a pitcher in his last year or so before he got sent back down to the minors because he couldn't throw a strike anymore. He was a guy that came up, like you said, he was essentially one of those few guys like a Randy Johnson almost that was throwing 96 to 98 basically from the left side. And it's like, you don't see starting pitching like that from the left side. So the Cardinals were all gung-ho over him. And then of course, yeah, like you said, about 5 years down in the minors, all of a sudden comes back up as a hitter and he's hitting 20 plus home runs, playing gold glove caliber defense. Like the list goes on, right? So, I mean, you talked about even Lindor last year, he looked lost in New York. Lost. He looked like one of those guys that, okay, it's your classic case of a player going to New York and he can't figure it out, aka a Joey Gallo, for example. Like Joey Gallo, for whatever reason, a guy that hit 40 home runs in Texas goes to New York with even a shorter porch than what he was playing at in Texas, and he can't hit a ball, period, almost. Like, so that guy's completely lost for confidence right now. Paul Goldschmidt, like you said, 35-game on-base streak, 21-game hit streak right now. he's all of a sudden hitting 350 with 11 bombs and 42 RBIs. Like, those are the type of guys that they've obviously built their resume to a point where, okay, they're in Hall of Fame consideration already. But at the end of the day, they know last year, I mean, in Paul Goldschmidt's case, the past couple of years haven't been Paul Goldschmidt's numbers. Frankie Lindor last year wasn't Frankie Lindor numbers. But it's like, okay, I know how to get back there. I just got to go out there with a plan. I got to have confidence in my ability still. And those guys, those are two guys, like you said, I mean, it's night and day. Jock Peterson, he's one of those guys that he knows, okay, at this point in my career, I'm pretty much only a righty, like a right-handed pitching utility guy because he's a lefty with power, and he can't really hit the lefties too well. Now, mind you, this year he's hitting lefties better, but it's not like he's asked to take 150 swings in a year off of left-handed pitchers. He's asked to take maybe 20 to 50. Now, this year, out of necessity because of the Giants, he's getting asked to take more swings. But still, I mean, the confidence level on that guy, he signed, what, a one-year, I think, $6 million, if I'm not mistaken, contract in the offseason? Through the roof confidence, because he knows, okay, I can still hit 30 home runs, and I can get my money back next year.
100%, right? He gets signs with Atlanta last year. All of a sudden, he pulls out the pearls. Like, the people we're talking about, they're dirtbags. They're dirtbags because they've got unwavering confidence in what they do. You know, they take the highs with the lows. Robbie Ray comes out of Arizona, goes to Toronto. Now, we know the Pete Walker addition as well. There's with every one of these, there's a trust network that we always talk about as well that's valuable and important. But you know as well as I do, Nolan, you need that trust network. But at the end of the day, even your trust network can't ultimately make you go out and believe in you.
Oh, right? Absolutely not. No, that's the thing. Like, you gotta, like you said, I mean, you gotta have self-confidence. Like, you gotta preach that, man. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, we can continue to keep on telling you, yeah, you're doing good. Just stay with it. Just stay with it. But if you have no confidence, you're going to screw yourself. For example, I mean, Nolan Gorman, he was a guy, 15 home runs down in AAA before the Cardinals called him up. His first weekend series against Pittsburgh, he lights the world on fire. Then he goes 0 for 11 with 7 strikeouts over his next week. Cardinals, Ollie Marmol, he's like, hey, settle down. You're a good hitter. Don't worry. Boom. Next three games goes on a tear. Up to 2 bombs, 7 RBIs now, 9 runs scored, hitting .389, 1,100 OPS. He was my preseason NL Rookie of the Year pick. But he even said, I heard him in the interview yesterday after he hit his, or sorry, on Monday after he hit his home run. He was like, yeah, it's just a matter of me laying off the pitches that I know I can't hit and me mashing the pitches that I know I can't hit. Like, dude, you've been in the league for 2 weeks. You want to talk about self-confidence? That's what I love to hear. A guy saying, yeah, I'm going to mash these pitches that are in my zone.
And adding on to that, too, exactly right. Like, adding on to that, we always hear about adjustments being made, right? And at the big league level, whether you're a pitcher to hitters, hitters to pitchers. And so the other addition to that part there, Nolan, was like he said, you know, he had a big high leg lift going there to try to generate power and stuff like that. So it's really understanding and having the confidence as what a 22 year old and realize, hey, something's got to change and something's got to change here quick, because they figured out if they go up and in or up high and I'm landing with a big high leg lift, my eyes are moving, my head's loud, my eyes are loud, which is making me see the ball differently. And I'm getting out. It's as simple as that. So all of a sudden now he's got a quiet leg lift. He's quieted the body down, widened the stance a little bit, quiets his eyes, boom, boom. So, you know, when you're talking about a guy that age and he can do that within a week, that's the confidence that we're talking about, dirtbags. That's what you got to have. So, you know what? You can create, yes, the physical part is a part of the development. There's no question. But as we always preach it, you absolutely need to be instilling confidence. It's a long journey, man. It is a long journey. But if you don't add that into your baseball journey, it's going to bite you in the backside, and it's going to bite you hard, or it's going to bite your child. And that's not fair to your child. You've got to work with them on this system. You've got to work with them on this journey. And building that confidence is huge to it. We're not talking about going out and lying to people. These guys that we're talking about, they're not lying to themselves. And they probably never have. They're very accountable to themselves and being honest to themselves, because that's part of building the confidence, right, Nolan? You went through it as a catcher. You went through it at college even.
Oh, yeah. No,
where you all need, of a sudden.
Yeah. Like you just need that confidence. I mean, obviously, end of the day, confidence comes from you to begin with, but it also comes with a coach having your back. Like you said, if a coach has my back, I know I'm confident. I know, okay, hey, if I, let's say infielder, for example, hey, if I boot this ball, coach isn't going to pull me out of the game right away because I kicked a ball once, right? Like it's a little bit of a dual-edged sword, but at the same time, I got to have confidence that I'm going to field that ball. I got to have confidence that, you know what, I can go all out for this play and coach isn't going to ride me for two games, three games. At college, it was one of those things where, boom, I know my role as a catcher. I know I'm there for my defense. My offense is a plus. But at the same time, I know, hey, I'm starting this game every single day. Hey, if I get my opportunity, if I get a guy on base, I'm going to move him over. If I get a guy on third base, less than two outs, I'm going to drive him in. Stuff like that, right? It's just one of those things where you need to look at yourself in the mirror, understand what type of player you are, and boom. All right, I got that figured out.
There you have it, Dirtbags. That's part of it. So reach out to us if you have any questions on it. Reach out to us and we will help you. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions, Dirtbags. Again, as always, thanks for sending them in. They're fantastic, and it's great to get them. We get them from all over the country, all over the world and stuff, so keep sending them in to us. You can reach us at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com, and again, we'll either answer them personally with you if it's that kind of a question, or if it's something that we can have on the Curtain Call, we're definitely going to have it on the Curtain Call. Or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook, and that's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. All right, here we go, Nolan. You ready to get after it?
Yep, let's get into it.
Okay, here we go. Question one. How truly valuable is Mookie Betts, Dodgers?
I don't think he's a guy that you can replace. Let's put it that way. You look at the success that the Boston Red Sox had with Mookie Betts in their lineup. Obviously, a guy that was hitting 1-2-3 majority of the time that he was there. Boston Red Sox, they go out, they win a couple World Series. Goes right over to the Dodgers, they win a World Series. Everything that you hear about him in the clubhouse, great guy. Just any positive adjective you can use about the guy, I'm sure has been said. So just in terms of him, even for his clubhouse presence, is almost irreplaceable, it sounds like. But then what he actually brings on the field, I mean, you look at his month. The guy had an unbelievable month of May. Obviously, he's been a consummate pro his whole career. Defense is outstanding. Offensively, like I said, this past month, he looked like Mookie Betts again. The first month, he started out very slow. But, I mean, even in terms of what he's done with Freddie Freeman, based off of what you've said and based off of kind of what we've heard throughout MLB so far this year, it's been, yeah, like, Freddie comes in, obviously, big money contract, big name guy. Mookie's just like, hey, don't worry, man, slide in. And especially with Cody Bellinger having a couple of years off now in a row, like, if Mookie Betts isn't out there being just the pro that he is, like, that Dodgers outfield is not as consistent as it has been.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, how do you put a price on the guy, right? And he's one of those guys, let's be honest, he's right there with Mike Trout. He really is. You know, the first year, a lot of attention. The last couple of years, not quite as much attention. We all know he's there. And, you know, and I guess that gets lost in the Los Angeles Dodgers limelight, really, because there's so many players there and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, man, that guy, he's that guy that he's the cog in the wheel, I guess, for me. There's no question about it. And you hit all the points on the head, Nolan. What else is there to say? He's you just can't put a price on those guys. You really can't. So I'm there with you. Next question. Here we go. If Aaron Judge can stay healthy, how many home runs will he have by the end of the season? And does he win an AL MVP? And I know the key to the question is if he stays healthy, but let's say he does stay healthy.
Ooh. Obviously, I mean, preseason pick, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 63 home runs. Luis Robert, AL MVP. Neither of those guys are looking good right now in terms of what I predicted. Aaron Judge might. I mean, he's at 18 now. He's got 4 months left. If he can stay healthy, you're getting into summertime now, too. Weather's warming up in New York. Ball's still not really flying, but, I mean, he's making it fly no matter what. Tough. I mean, he's got 230 home run career or 230 home run seasons in his career. Obviously, his rookie year sets the AL rookie mark with, what, I think 54 or something like that. Last year was his second 30 home run season. I think he finished with 37, if I'm not mistaken. Tough to say that he doesn't get 50 this year. if he can stay healthy, probably 52, 53, somewhere in that range. I mean, that's what, basically 35 more home runs, 36 more home runs, 9 a month. I think that's realistic for him. I'll say 53. AL MVP?
Okay.
I don't know. The way he's swinging, like I said, man, it's tough to go against him, and he plays great defense. Right now, him and Trout, I think, got to be 1-2. Ohtani, I guess, is up there as well.
Probably teammate Nestor Cortez.
Yeah, Nestor Cortez. I mean, he's running. He's probably, well, Kevin Gausman is still AL Cy Young to me, and he's pitched like it all year. I predicted that at the start of the year. He hasn't done anything to say that he's not AL Cy Young to this point. Obviously, Yankee fans are going to be like, what the heck? Back-to-back years that were getting screwed out by Blue Jays. Nestor Cortez, I mean, he's been that dude this year. No two ways about it. I saw he was second for AL Cy Young on the poll that I was reading. Kevin Gausman was number one to this point. They got to get some down-ballot MVP votes. Right now, I think Judge is going to... I think Judge right now is leading for AL MVP, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I know we go back and forth with Trout or whatever and stuff like that, and obviously for obvious reasons or whatever, but you're right. Judge stays healthy. The Yankees lead the East, maybe go in as AL champions going into the playoffs. Yeah, I think it's pretty hard not to go with Judge as MVP. Now, if Trout gets the Angels in there as well in the playoffs, I don't know. Then you got a toss up. It's a pretty close one then. There's no question about it. But absolutely, if the Angels don't get in with the playoffs or whatever, and then Judge, yeah, I think he's MVP as well for sure. So, all right, here we go. Are you happy with Nolan Gorman's first couple of weeks in the MLB? I wonder if that was a St. Louis fan sending that in to you.
I mean, we talked about it a little bit. Obviously, the confidence level, like we said, on that kid is through the roof. He's done everything that you expected him to do. I talked about it earlier when they called up Kramer Robertson instead of Nolan Gorman. What was that, 3 weeks ago now, 4 weeks ago now? Questioning that decision. They want to get him more seasoning and cut down his strikeout rate is kind of what they hinted at. So far, the strikeout rate has been good. He hasn't struck out that much, hitting a lot of changeups, a lot of fastballs, a long way. Defense, I mean, obviously, he's not there defensively. But mind you, you think about the Cardinals' defense all around him, and I can't compare him to Tommy Edman. I can't compare him to Colton Wong at second base because both those guys were there because of their defense, and then they could hit a little bit. Nolan Gorman, he's there because his offense is amazing, and he's a left-handed stick, and the Cardinals don't have left-handed hitters. Like, outside of Corey Dickerson, he's the only other left-handed true stick in that lineup because the other guys are switch hitters. I've been incredibly impressed by Nolan Gorman so far. I'll take his offense over his defense any day of the week. The Cardinals still have Tommy Edman, Gold Glove at second base. Now he's playing shortstop. You got Paul Goldschmidt, Gold Glove over at first base. You got Gold Glove, Nolan Arenado, Platinum Glove, Nolan Arenado. Even Andrew Kisner, I mean, he's playing at a above average defensive level behind the plate and might get some consideration for a Gold Glove, but I don't think he's going to play enough innings just because Yadi's still there, another Gold Glove guy. So, like, end of the day, they got enough defensive Gold Glove players that, okay, kid, here you go. You worry about the stick. The defense will come with time. Do you. And he's done it.
Yeah, you better be happy. You've been asking for him for almost so. And I think I think they got to be the only team in MLB history with two Nolans in the infield.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know any other situations where there's been two Nolans on the same team, period.
No. No, absolutely. So that just hit me as you were talking about it. So, okay, here we go on. Out of Milwaukee, with 18 saves already, how many will Josh Hader end up with the season?
47. I don't know why that
47.
Number. I don't know why that number. It sounds about right. That's a nasty bullpen. Devin Williams hasn't really been outstanding, I guess, if you want to say that, this year. Josh Hader, though, I mean, we talked about it earlier. The scoreless streak right now, 18 saves already. That's a team that's not going to win a lot of blowout games. They have great pitching, which makes it seem like it's blowout games. But a lot of their games are, what, 4-0, 5-1, 5-2 type of deals? Like, it's not like their offense is putting up 8 runs a game. Their offense does enough, and then they rely on that bullpen to come in there and close down the door. So that's why I'm saying 47, I think, is a realistic number for Josh Hader this year, bearing
put
as long as
books.
He can stay
put
healthy.
It in the books. Put it in the books, Dirtbags. Come back at the end of the year, and we'll check in to see if it ends up at 47. So here's a real fan, Nolan. They're asking us, are we fans of what Ozzie Albies, and I don't know if everybody's seen this or not, Dirtbags, but here we go. Are we fans of what Ozzie Albies kissed to the helmet of Marlins catcher Nick Fortes after he was beamed? I don't know if you saw it or not, but gets around to second base and Ozzie being Ozzie. But questions for you, Nolan, not for me, so go ahead.
That's the thing. Like you said, it's Ozzie being Ozzie, man. He's a guy that loves playing baseball. And him and I, if you've seen any highlights out there, half of the time it's a Atlanta Brave player messing around with somebody on second base, whether it's them offensively or them defensively. This time, obviously, it's them defensively. It's Ozzie Albies. He's essentially a younger version of Frankie Lindor. I don't know how many times I've seen that guy look upset on a baseball field. He's always smiling. He loves the game. Him kissing Nick Fortes on the head, I thought that was funny. Obviously, he's like, I'm trying to kiss the boo-boo better or whatever you want to call it, right? But it's one of those things where you can't not laugh just because it's Ozzie Albies. Like, if it's a guy that you don't like I'm trying to think of a second baseman who's kind of a little bit more egregious. Obviously, it would rub you the wrong way, but it's Ozzie Albies. Like, you know that's his personality. He's that outgoing of a dude. Him kissing you on the helmet, that's just funny. That's comical.
What are you thinking of your Nick Fortes? All you can do is laugh. You have to laugh, man. That's awesome. And you're right. I mean, it's great to see that part of the game or whatever. And that obviously, it's a serious moment anytime somebody gets beamed in the head. There's no question about it. So exactly right. If you can find some lightness in it and stuff like that, and in the right context, why not do that? Because obviously it's a scary moment. Nobody means to do that type of stuff. It happens, but absolutely try to find some fun in it somehow, some way. So yeah, I'm right there with you, Nolan. You're just obviously being Ozzie, so that's great.
So here's a question for you, Kirk. Why do you preach about having a culture so much with your team or in an organization?
Ooh, great question. Great question. So I've got about a minute. Here's the bottom line. And this is real, Dirtbags. If you don't have a culture, if you do not have a culture as a team or an organization, you are screwed. It's as simple as that. And everybody needs to know what that culture is, whether that's lighthearted, easygoing, it's all business, whatever it is, people need to know what the culture is, so they can know whether that's fit for them before they even start in your organization or with your team. That's why it's absolutely vital, because I see it so many times where the culture is one thing and they're attracting players, or the players are going to these teams thinking it's something different, and then all of a sudden it just blows up. It's as simple as that. It blows up if you don't have a culture that's established, it moves in the direction that you want it to do, and everybody in the organization or the team is fully aware of it. It's as simple as that. So, got about 30 seconds, Nolan, for this part of the episode. So, Dirtbags, again, thank you for sending them in to us. You can send them in at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com, or you can DM me or Nolan at DirtbagBaseballNation on Instagram or Facebook with your questions, your inquiries, anything you have for us. We'll get them figured out. We'll answer them live, or we'll answer them here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, for our final thoughts. Nolan, time to get dirty.
In July, there's a docuseries coming out on Derek Jeter, but the captain joined Twitter. Says, looks like I finally run out of excuses. And so Jeter sends him a picture of him signing a jersey for a little kid. And he's just like, oh, was this you? That was his response to the guy. I started laughing at that one. But yeah, so Derek Jeter, I mean, obviously the docuseries on him becoming the, what was it, number one or number two overall pick back in 1992 or 93, whenever his draft year was. Until obviously becoming the captain of the Yankees, winning the World Series, yada, yada, yada. Having the Hall of Fame career that he did. I mean, everybody knows it. So, I mean, that's a docuseries that I know once it comes out in July, I'm looking forward to it. But I just thought that it was funny how, yeah, he joins Twitter. And within his first, I think it was 6 hours or something like that of joining Twitter, he's already commenting and writing back to either fans or people that didn't like his game. And just basically making fun of them. And I'm just like, yep, okay, Derek Jeter's a human being after all.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I mean, that's what it's all about. It ties in with my final thoughts, too, and that. And basically mine, it sounds different, but quit messing around. You want to be a dirtbag because you know what it stands for. It stands for the best player in the field, but also the best person in life. Don't go through your life wasting time, wasting others' time. Go ahead and get up, get after it, and get dirty. That's what it's all about. That is what it is all about. Every single day, do not waste a day. Get going with it. You want to be a partner with us? You want to talk with us? You want to be a sponsor with us? You contact us. You have questions about training? You contact us. You want to be a dirtbag? You want to show the world you're a dirtbag? Get to dirtbagbaseballnation.com and get some swag going. Show the world who you are and quit messing around, because time is so precious, so valuable. You want us to be a guest speaker at your show? I can guarantee it, and Nolan, Dan too, that you will walk away dumbfounded, because we will not waste your time. We will get the job done, and we will get after it for sure. So on that note, dirtbags, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.